Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Women are under attack in our country. Children are under attack. Will we back up, wimp out, soften up, and just run? Or will we stand up like the mighty midwives stood up in Exodus chapter 1, verse 17? The midwives fear God. They did not obey the Pharaoh's orders, and they saved the male children alive and didn't kill them. Throw them to the crocs. Infanticide was commanded. They disobeyed. I'm Stu Epperson. This is Truth Talk. Who would have thought in our day and age that in sunny California that teachers would be forcing five-year-olds into sex changes, gender transitions, legally without even telling the parents? This is happening, friends. This isn't myth. This isn't conspiracy. This isn't made up. Who would have thought that a man would win the women's swimming title for the NCAA and be applauded and be called the figure of the year and be paraded all over our country? Who would have thought women would be attacked like this? It is going on right now in right in the middle of the battle. A man who is just like the mighty midwives. He's never been called a midwife before, have you, Ryan Heffelbein?
I have not, Stu. I have not. But listen, no, we you're absolutely right. I love your characterization right out of Exodus chapter 1, right? These were very shrewd women in a moment where you think the entire force, the weight of the government, right? Pharaoh, who's the head of the government, literally the White House is responding and saying they're proud of these students who were fighting at San Francisco State University. And we also have in the state of California some brave teachers who are saying, look, I am not going to lie to parents about the transitioning that's going on in schools. Jessica Tapia, one of those stories most recently, she's a member of Jack Hibbs Church, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, stood up in response, lost her job, by the way, paid the price for it. But look, God is honoring and rewarding faithfulness. And this is the time for faithfulness. People who are going to stand up. Riley Gaines is a hero. Anyone who gets punched by a man in the name of transgenderism, it's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. Think about in what time in American history would that be okay? Yeah. In what society would that be okay for a woman to get hit in the face by a man in the name of transgenderism? Look, The woke ideology is a complete inverse of moral decency, right, of truth, of everything that is good. We have to be willing to stand up right now.
You know, what I like about Ryan, you're not just going to give us the problem, which is crazy, and people need to know what's really going on. You're also going to help us with some solutions, and the solutions aren't old. They're right there in the good book, God's Word. There is hope. There is a God in heaven who is in control, fully in control right now. The question is, what will his people do, and how do we respond in grace, in truth, in love to this evil? Men punching women in the name of this trans nonsense. There's a lot of mental illness. I guess if you pump any woman with testosterone, yeah, it could cause, it could trigger someone to go shooting up kids in a school and things like that. I mean, I get, you know, we're seeing the ramifications of it, Ryan. But is it any surprise this is happening?
No, it's no surprise. We live in one of the most secular ages in American history. We live in, you know, the Gen Z generation is one of the most atheistic generations to date, and they've already entered into the voting age. The reality is that when you imbue people with a secular ideology that there is no God and no one to whom we have consequence, no one to whom we have to give an accounting for our lives, it is no different than that Old Testament passage out of Judges. There's no king in Israel. Everyone did what is right in their own eyes. Stu, everyone is doing what is right in their own eyes. But listen, thanks and praise be to God because of Jesus Christ, who was vindicated from the cross at Calvary, who was raised from the dead. We just celebrated Easter. Listen, Christian man, Christian woman, Christian mom, Christian dad, if you're listening right now, you will be vindicated. Be faithful. Trust him right now. You will be vindicated. There is no way that this thing can continue in perpetuity without falling and disintegrating, completely. There will be a judgment. And I don't think just in the lifetime to come. I think in this lifetime, we will see vindication for the truth.
Okay. I'm Stu Everson. I am actually in the Standing for Freedom Center with Ryan Heffelbein on the campus of Liberty University. And you're reaching out to all kinds of universities and schools. You have a broad spectrum of people that are, they want freedom. They want to spread the message, knowing that Jesus is the source of all freedom, and that this country was founded on principles of life and liberty and freedom. And of course, we've gotten sidetracked. We've lost our way, and we're losing our way even more now, which is tragic. But it doesn't mean that we want everyone to be a clone of Christians. It doesn't mean that we're trying to, you know, change or force people to believe. If they want to believe this, they want to believe this. But what we have is a government, our government, that can't even pay its debts. They can't even balance its checkbook. That's completely out of control. That is already fully legalized killing our young in our country to the tune of 60 million plus babies who've been butchered, killed, aborted in this country. Now that government wants to force little Johnny to, because he grabbed a pink crayon instead of a blue one, they want to force him to surgically remove any male body parts and not even tell his parents.
Yeah.
And do this, and then put the parents in jail if they complain, or make them, they lose their jobs if they go public with, you know, this thing. So this is the nature of where we have fallen. You know, back to the midwives in Exodus Day, and the verse in Proverbs, Ryan Heffelbein, you do so much here. Brother Glenn, you know, Travis, you've got Jared, you've got an amazing team here at the Standing for Freedom Center, speaking out, having these big time speakers come to the campus, going to people, doing these events. I mean, what do you say to people? That Proverbs verse comes to mind. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. We have young ones, innocent ones, women and children being delivered to death. You're having someone on this campus. You know, we were all celebrating Holy Week and Good Friday.
Yeah.
And the women's second in, you know, the second place winner, really the first place winner, she was a women's swimmer at the top of her class. Tell everyone what happened to this lady.
So this is Riley Gaines. This is her story at the University of Kentucky, basically virtually tied with Leah Thomas. Leah Thomas is a man posing to be a female. And in her own testimony and story, she didn't even get placed or platformed because of the virtual tie. They wanted to ultimately showcase and reward the transgendered athlete, because at the end of the day, that is the virtue of the time. That's the virtue that they want to promote. And the orthodoxy they want to promote. So Riley Gaines has a very unique story. She's been very loud about this, that women need protected spaces. A woman's locker room should be reserved for biological women, not people who are under a self-delusion of dysphoria.
We have a YMCA in San Diego. A little girl takes her little sister in to swim and then shower afterward. There's a full-grown man standing right there in front of him at the Young Men's Christian Association.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll never happen, Stu, they said 10 years ago. Oh, that'll, it's happening all over the place. Yeah. Ryan, this young lady who won the swimming champion for, you know, she went to a school in San Francisco to just do a women's and sports breakout session with other people of like mind, and a bunch of terrorist transgender activists showed up and tell everyone what they did while we were celebrating Easter and Good Friday and Holy Week. What happened to her? This woman who's an accomplished swimmer.
Yeah. So, I mean, she basically gets hit, I believe, twice by a man at this event at San Francisco State University. This is a place where it's like a Lord of the Flies nightmare where, you know, children on campus, children, I mean, they're students, right? They're grown adults. They should be tried as adults. But they do not have any sense of consequence for their actions, and they are being stoked. You think about the highest levels of government. The White House is saying, "Hey, we stand by them. We back them. We're proud that they fight back." But this is literal violence. This is violence in the name of wokeism, and you know it's absolutely criminal what took place. You even had armed peace officers, law enforcement officers who were standing by. Likely Stu probably told, don't engage, don't be involved in this, don't get involved in this fight.
Like the Canada guy, the guy in Canada, they started punching him in the face, the activist did. You can just do whatever you want. A man walks up to a female and starts slugging her.
That's right.
And the police did nothing, and the university vice president sent a letter praising the thugs and didn't even apologize to this young lady who came on campus to express her freedom of speech.
That's exactly right. You're seeing this everywhere. By the way, you're referring to Billboard Chris. I know Chris. I've interviewed him before. A brave man up in Canada that was punched by a biological man as well, posing as a woman. And again, all in the name of transgenderism. Not to mention the Canadian pastor just arrested for going out and publicly protesting, expressing his Canadian right of freedom of speech, was arrested for protesting peacefully. Right. The drag queen story hours are taking place at the local public libraries. Yeah.
So, Ryan, the solution, real quick, in a nutshell, and then we want your websites. You have all kinds of great resources for folks, churches, pastors that want to get involved, want to be a part of the prayer solution, want to be a part of the evangelism is so critical. Unless you are transformed by Jesus. Whether you're transgender or whatever, whoever you are, however you identify, unless you come to find a new identity in Jesus, you will be empty. There is no hope for you.
Right.
And thank God he transformed this filthy sinner.
Yeah.
And I'm no better than anybody, you know. But so what's the answer? And give us a quick website for folks can find more about the Standard for Freedom Center.
Education is discipleship. Education is evangelism. Education actually does matter. You cannot bathe them in the Word on Sunday morning and give them Monday through Saturday straight secularism, entertainment, politics. They've taken over basically all public schools with an agenda. Secularism, you are being undermined, Christian parent. You're being undermined in your local schools. You know, I have a teacher that attends my church and she loves Jesus. She's not in charge of the classroom. The DOE is in charge of the classroom, right? The Board of Education is in charge in the classroom. Your Christian teacher, your Christian principal, your Christian superintendent, God bless them, pray for them. They're missionaries, but your child should not be put in harm's way. Mm-hmm. We have solutions here at Liberty University. We have Liberty Online Academy, K-12 education being provided, over 18,000 students right now. Hey, check it out. I'd love for your son or daughter to enroll. But listen, education is key. If you're just saying, hey, I'm going to bathe you in, ask Jesus in your heart, say a quick prayer, but the rest of the week, I'm going to send you off to the wolves and I'm going to send you off to Caesar to be indoctrinated, you're not going to save your kid.
Website for your ministry here so other folks can plug in to what you're doing.
Two things, liberty.edu and standingforfreedom.com.
This is the Truth Network.